The Sochi Games have turned the eyes of the world to Russia's spotty record with human rights, government corruption, and its complicated social and political history in the Caucasus region. Our next story shifts to another part of rural Russia for a closer look at a high-stakes industry, the search for the next supermodel. The documentary film Girl Model follows the trafficking of Russian child models to the Japanese fashion market, a staging ground for the international fashion industry. It is an unflinching look at the global market's insatiable drive for images of youth. The film tracks Ashley Arbach as she scours rural beauty pageants for the next great face. The girls are typically poor, mostly looking for a way out, and often as young as 12 or 13, though passed off as 15 by their agencies. Girl Model profiles one of the hopefuls, 13-year-old Nadia. She's a self-described gray mouse of a country girl who's selected as an elite star and sent to Tokyo for a shot at becoming a professional model. I spoke to Ashley Sabin, one of the filmmakers, when Girl Model premiered on POV. You can now watch it instantly on Netflix. I asked Ashley what daily life was like for a young girl in a Siberian village.
A lot of times these girls, and specifically Nadia, come from very rural backgrounds. So they're coming from outside the city into the big city to audition for their 10 seconds in front of these scouts. She lived with her family, her mother and father, you know, as a whole unit. And I think it was really their sort of wanting something different for Nadia, wanting her to not only gain money, but also gain experience traveling that they felt they couldn't provide for their daughter, that pushed them all to have Nadia try out for these castings.
And you kind of get the impression that all of these young girls and their families probably have a similar aspiration. And one could take the charitable view of helping poor girls find a better way. That's the one expressed anyway by Tigran, who owns the Noah modeling agency. Let's hear from him.
The concept of Noah was simple. Just like Noah saved all the animals, I'm trying to save all these young girls. That's what I'm doing. I'm putting them on the plane, sending them to the West, giving them a chance where they can find themselves, develop as women, grow as individuals, and I hope that someday they'll do some good to the other people. So in a way, for me, this is a religious matter, you know? This is my Bible.
Okay, so savior or cog in the supply chain. Ashley, are we left to make that decision ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, that's how we really frame the story through the editing, because it's important to us that the viewer has an opportunity to evaluate the different characters, the different situations, and come to their own conclusions about how does this network happen? Who's involved? Who are these girls? What are their hopes and dreams? So it's more sort of provoking questions than it is answers, and the typical sort of who's the bad guy, who's the good guy kind of mentality doesn't exist in our film.
Well, it puts you in an interesting position also as a filmmaker. There's a scene where Nadia arrives at the airport in Tokyo. There's no one there to meet her. Absolutely no way to communicate. You know, she's pointing to her dictionary to try and speak to somebody. And she turns to your colleague David for help. What kind of position does that put you in as a filmmaker?
It's an ethically really tricky position because, you know, here we have this 13-year-old girl and we're adults and we also speak English, so we're able to understand more of what's going on than Nadia, who just speaks Russian. And the question is always at Q&As, why didn't you step in? Because we frame the film as if we're not there. But in fact, we're there the entire, you know, journey, and we're constantly intervening. You know, our whole mentality was to really not exasperate Nadia any more than she needed to be. But we're also documentary filmmakers, so documenting the situation as truthful as it was. So we would take it on a case-by-case basis. And with Nadia arriving at the airport, what you don't see in the film is that we, in fact, immediately call her mother. And with our dictionary and our very almost non-functioning, broken Russian, try to communicate to her, you know, this is where we are. We're at the airport. What should we do? So, you know, it was a constant negotiation.
And it makes us, the viewer, think, you know, how many other girls arrive there absolutely alone, absolutely unequipped at 12 or 13 for this. And then they're marching around, you know, once they get to their destination, marching around like cattle from place to place to be judged, to be measured. No money to go out, certainly. It looks like a pretty sad existence.
I think the age makes it really tricky. You know, when you have someone who's starting at 13 years old and is taken out of her peer group, taken out of school, taken away from her family, and then gets to a foreign location in such a big metropolis like Tokyo and is trying to navigate that city, the adult world that she's in, it begs the question of, like, who's responsible for this? You know, how is this possible? And is the rest of the industry like this? And in fact, models have shown up to our screenings and said, that's my experience too. So you can't just say it's Russia. It's actually happening in Italy. It's happening in Paris. It's happening in New York, all these major fashion capitals.
We're speaking with Ashley Sabin. She and David Redman have together produced and directed several documentary feature films. Their latest film, Girl Model, is making its broadcast premiere on PBS's POV on Sunday. Most fascinating, I think, as a character in your film is Ashley Arbach, not to be confused with you, Ashley Sabin. She's the scout. We see from videos that she made at the time that she went through this process herself as a young woman and was terrified. How does she look at her role in keeping this supply chain, I guess, going?
Yeah, Ashley's a really interesting person. And then she's also, you know, her role in the film is really interesting because she started out as a model. She started when she was 17 years old and now as a scout. And there's one scene actually in the film where she's at her house in Connecticut and she talks about the transition from being a model to becoming a scout and how she then was able to have control, finally having control. So I think that there's a number of things that Ashley says and does that audiences can't understand her motivations and they need an explanation. But to me, what's really fascinating is you have this woman who is involved in an industry that she knows very, very intimately, both ends of it, and she continues to be involved in it. So it sort of shows the cyclical nature of things. It also begs the question of, you know, is this going to be Nadia when Nadia is 30 years old? Will she be a scout as well?
You can see the path very clearly of exploitation. These girls in their contracts, they can't go swimming, they can't be out in the sun, they can't gain more than 1 centimeter in their waist or hips. In fact, Madeline, Nadia's best friend and kind of lifeline, is sent home for gaining more than 1 centimeter in her hips. And so is Nadia, because she doesn't have the 2 jobs necessary to stay by terms of her Japanese visa, and she leaves $2,000 in debt. Why is she in debt?
Yeah, the debt was something that David and I took a while to wrap our heads around. Basically, everything is debt, whether it's her airplane ticket, the visa, the photocopies that are coming out of those machines, the photographers that are taking test shoots of her. Each girl is paying $1,500 a month for their apartment. So it's sort of endless. Like, you know, the debt can be anything, essentially. And that's something that Nadia, when her and her family were given the contract, that wasn't explained to them. And additionally, I should also note that the contract was in Russian and Japanese. So they weren't able to even understand at a basic level what they were getting involved in. And that was translated by the local Russian agency.
In fact, there's a scene in the film where David, your colleague, asks a man named Messiah, funnily enough, the owner of Switch, which is the Japanese modeling agency, about the financial arrangement. Let's hear from it.
I don't understand how new girls like Nadia and Madeline can make you money, can make Tigran money, can make Ashley money.
From new faces, I think we can make money. Just they can get, you know, like experiences. That's all. Or new pictures. I think agency cannot make it from new faces, I think.
So if they don't make money, then why do you bring them in?
Okay, not a real answer there. These girls come away maybe with photographs, maybe not, maybe with experiences, maybe not. Somebody's making money. Ashley has a pretty nice house there in Connecticut.
Yeah, that's the question, right? I mean, who's profiting? And it's certainly not Nadia or Madeline. And we never really got straight answers. You know, is Switch making the money? Is Noah Models making the money? Is Ashley making the money? It's hard to know, and that transparency just doesn't exist in the industry.
I also was struck that after watching this film, then I'm at the New York Times and I'm looking at the, you know, Milan fashion shows or whatever, you know, scrolling through these pictures and looking at these girls for the first time thinking, oh, my God, she could be 15. So, you know, I'm sort of asking myself, how are we complicit as viewers in all of this?
Exactly. I mean, that to me was such a disturbing thing to take away from the whole project, was that when you walk down the street, an image is looking down at you. What I began to realize that there's so much more behind that image than what's at the surface. The surface is really shiny and glamour and lights and mirrors. But then when you really look beyond that image, what's the labor involved? What's the cost involved? How old are these girls? And, you know, if we have young, really young girls modeling adult clothing, what does that do for women's and men's perception of female body image?
Ashley Sabin there, co-director of the documentary film Girl Model. You can now watch the film instantly on Netflix. There's a link to do so, wordofmouthradio.org.